In 1938, the head of the Reich Health Office, Hans Reiter, declared that henceforth sweet cider was the official people's drink, Volksgetränk of Germany. The Nazis, always disproportionately supported by bureaucrats in the helping professions, benefited from particularly eager accomplices in the healthcare industry. In a nation where democracy and civil liberties were swept aside and experts, doctors, regulators, and industrial hygienists were promoted to positions of unparalleled authority, the Nazis offered a much-yearned-for opportunity to get beyond politics. For example, the Reich Anti-Cancer Committee proclaimed in its first annual report, "The year 1933 was a decisive one for the war against cancer. The National Socialist Revolution, Umweltsturm, has created entirely new opportunities for sweeping measures in an area that until now has been rather limited. The energetic and unanimous engagement, Einsatz, of the medical profession has shown that new avenues have opened for the struggle against cancer in the new Germany." Vast public and moral health campaigns were put in place to promote safe working environments, along with the production of wholesome organic foods, anti-animal cruelty measures, and other progressive advances. While many of these reforms were imposed from above by social engineers with the willing compliance of businessmen now freed from the usual concerns about such costly modifications, the Nazis also worked tirelessly to cultivate and encourage demand from below for these reforms. Everyone, from the lowliest worker to the wealthiest baron, was encouraged to believe and enforce the idea that if you weren't part of the solution, you were part of the problem. German consumers, too, were hectored relentlessly to buy products that promoted the common good. Language itself was bent to what could only be called Nazi political correctness. Victor Klemperer, a professor of Romance languages at the University of Dresden, fired for his Jewish ancestry in 1935, dedicated himself to chronicling the subtle transformations of speech and daily life brought about by the Gleichschaltung. "The mechanization of the individual," he explained, "first manifested itself in Gleichschaltung. He watched his phrases like Hitler weather, to describe a sunny day, crept into everyday conversations. The Nazis changed the values, the frequency of words, and made into common property words that had previously been used by individuals or tiny troops. They confiscated words for the party, saturated words and phrases and sentence forms with their poison. They made the language serve their terrible system. They conquered words and made them into their strongest advertising tools, at once the most public and the most secret.